having more fun than human beings should be allowed to have. You only live once, but if you live like us, once is enough. That was just brand new. Brand Nizzle, if you would. I love that t-shirt back when they had it on. This is Guns. This is the Gun Show. You can actually leave us voicemails as well. 516-279-1865. Once again, open up your Word documents, open up those instant messages, and type in this number. 516-279-1865. That's courtesy of our friends over at SayNow.com. And we're back here with the infamous and famous and and many other words to describe him, Jason Tate, AbsoluteFunk.net. What's up, buddy?
What's up?
Chillin'. So we've gone through a lot of different things and everything, and now we got to let's go into the actual news, your mindset. The website has grown throughout. I remember before you had the Music Men's Broken Hearts slogan. You know, you remember before? So it's been throughout, and then you started doing t-shirts and everything like that. I'm just doing this all off the top of my head. And I'm just like reminiscing about high school memories when you're talking to people and you're just, oh shit, remember that person lit her head on fire and like all that shit. When you post news, and obviously you get plenty of submissions, just from that standpoint, I'm sure people are wondering, are there any criteria for news? Obviously, you can't post every single little thing, and I'm sure you get a shitload of just insignificant or... And that's why I believe you also have a What's in Our Mailbox segment or something like that, it's called?
Yeah, we have a lot of different features that we try. So we try to cover as many bands, obviously, as we possibly can. But the whole goal of AP.net from the beginning has been to put a lot of information in a... very easy and accessible format, and so give people, like the readers, the tools to find what they want, to discover the bands they want to hear news about. So we try to put a lot of that stuff together on the website to make it really easy for people that have certain favorite bands they want to check out. They can see that news or quickly find the information about the band or label or genre, basically, that they're looking for. So that's kind of been the ultimate goal. The way that it works is... if we get news, we get a lot of news submissions, we get a lot of emails, press releases, you know, we follow all of that stuff. And it's based a lot on what the community is talking about. So if there's a lot of talk about a certain band in the forums, we're going to start posting more about them on the main page. There's a lot of, like, hype around a certain release, people talking about it in album reviews or their blogs, they're talking about it, you know, they're posting about it on their profiles and stuff like that. We're obviously going to check that out and move that towards the forefront, start posting more about them in the news. And then beyond that, it's also, I have a staff of about 23 different kids. And
devoted motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're awesome. Just about those guys. They're amazing. And so it's also based upon their tastes, and we try to have a wide variety of people. We got kids that love pop punk, and they're talking about like all the new pop punk bands, but then we also got people that are really into indie stuff and hype and that, and then you got the people that like more metal and hardcore folks. We got like a wide variety.
It's diverse. Right there.
Yeah, and we try to take all of that, and then they kind of help shape some of the information and things we post about
as
like mini tastemakers and act as, like Eddie said, the filter.
It also can sometimes just depend on the day. Like if it's a slow news day, and someone posts, there could be something like, oh, you can hear a new clip, or it's just something like that. But then on another news day when there's actually things going on, I'm sure a lot of things just, it's like, all right, well, it's not newsworthy. But then on the other hand, you know, if you have Alkaline Trio or something like that, or Thursday or something, I mean, Thursday is fucking, you know, living legends to an extent. Uh-huh. Obviously, you're going to post that just so, because, once again, you're going back to that thing. You want people that don't know this music to learn it. Correct?
Yeah, and definitely. And, I mean, as you said, once a band kind of becomes a staple of AP, you know, like Alkaline Trio Thursday, bands like that have been bands that have been around for a long time. We've been posting about them for years. So, obviously, if they have, like, news that comes up, that's something that we're definitely going to be posting about because it's sort of a staple within the community. Everybody knows who they are. They have their own, like, topic ID and stuff in the system, so it's all set up that way. But one of the things that we're really keen on doing is bringing the new bands in as well and trying to get more of those staples each year, you know? So, like, we'll post a lot about some new bands that we like or other people like, and then based on that reaction, decide whether or not, like, we obviously keep posting about them or if people are like, well, this band sucks. Like, why are you guys still talking about them? It's getting no discussion at all. Then, obviously, we're not going to promote that as much, and we'll probably end up, that band will fade out of the queue.
At least out of the regular rotation where it's, every little thing. And believe me, I mean, I have my radio show, and, you know, I broadcast 3.5 hours here on Adobe Sunday and Wednesdays now. But even I get, like, every little
yeah,
thing. And
exactly.
I do check everything. I make it very important to the DIY, do-it-yourself ethic, DIY-oriented. I respond back to the IMs, and I do read fucking everything. It's hard, but I do it. Also, my Indie Band of the Week segment. However, when you get so many just, all right, well, this band's doing a week and a half tour here, and it's too hard because becomes too clustered. So
yeah. And we get a lot of like one-off show stuff that we can't post about. I mean, obviously, like there's some bands. I mean, like whatever Brand New does, literally anything they do, we will find a way to probably post about it. But that's because they have such a history with the website that anything we post is going to get 300, 400, 500 comments on it immediately, just because of the diehard fan base that it has. But we're trying to build more of a relationship with other bands, you know, obviously some of the newer bands, newer labels,
right, of course.
To try to build that kind of relationship with new artists. So 4 years down the road, there's 4 or 5 bands that do that every time that we want to post about news, you know, and that's kind of been the goal, is to bring up bands we love and that the community loves and get them to the level where we're getting that kind of information. People are craving that exclusive information or that latest news tidbit.
But from your standpoint, it must be difficult, as you speak here with Jason T, AbsoluteFunk.net, here on The Gun Show, MySpace.com/TheGunShow. It's difficult because a lot of bands, music, and I mean, Death Cab and, you know, Andrew McMahon for Jackson Mannequin, and obviously Say Anything, and it's hard to get behind. There's not too many revolutionary bands within the last couple of years that have done something. I mean, Mars Volta, I think, is fucking incredible. And Thrice. Dustin is a fucking genius. And, then, you know, Say Anything completely does their stuff. And
I think that that's very true. I think that there's definitely diamonds in the rough. And it's a matter of, you know, seeing how, first of all, like, the fans and the community start reacting to bands and see how people pull up on certain things. And then not only that, but just looking at what the band themselves are doing, you know, how they're releasing stuff, what their the entire image, you know, that they're actually putting out into the world. You know, if it's a band that's sitting around wearing neon clothes and about getting drunk on a Friday night and fucking bitches, nobody cares. You know, I mean, people care, but nobody. That's not the quality, obviously, that's going to become a classic. You know, you're not going to have fucking Broken Side. They're not going to be the classic album of our generation. So fuck those guys. But however, then there's bands like Manchester Orchestra who are coming up, and that new album's fucking legit, and it's going to end up being, I think, an album similar to how, like, Say Anything, Thrice, Brand New, like some of the seminal bands that have become, you know, really well respected and people look up
like
to.
Like 303.
Yeah, exactly. And how people look up to about how to write like a song with actual quality and meaning. I think that's going to be another band that comes from our scene, in quotes, to.
And that will be hopefully a staple of, as you mentioned, something that you know will be able to be posted for the next couple of years. And I mean, also to an extent, I think Fall Out Boy. I don't know your opinions off of Fall Out Boy. Offhand, I don't read every single thing you do or anything like that. Fall Out Boy, for the extent is Wentz will still write and respond as much as he can. I remember when Hoppus used to do that. He used to be Viking Wizard Eyes. That was his thing, and he also used to go on IRC Internet Relay Chat back in the day. And I mean, I think Fall Out Boy does I'm pretty happy with this album. I appreciate it more than the last one, but still, I play Grenade Jumper and just everything like that because I think that if kids can learn, I mean, Stump is a very good musical person. He really does know. He has.
I definitely agree with that.
He does have a good songwriting ability. Whether you like the songs or not. Regardless if you think they're too poppy or anybody out there thinks they're too poppy or whatever, he's got a great ear and he can do that. And you hope that would influence more people out there. But that brings me to this, though. Fall Out Boy recently just announced their recent tour with All Time Low, Hey Monday, Cobra, and
Metro Station.
And first of all, Metro Station. Oh, God.
That band blows. You can say it. That band blows. Like,
they've never been on, and they don't do anything for me. And I mean,
there's no redeeming quality about that band. Like, I mean, I don't want to insult too many people, but seriously, there's no redeeming quality about that band.
Dude, immediately once the Fall Out Boy thing was posted on AbsoluteBunk.net, you speak here with Jason Tate of AbsoluteBunk.net, literally out of like the first 100 replies, let's honestly say about probably 81 of them were just talking shit about Metro Station.
Yeah. Well, I think what a lot of people obviously have a problem with, in my opinion,
they don't deserve it.
It's one of those, it's a matter of, I mean, you got a fucking Cyrus, you know? You have somebody that came from the dude that did Achy Breaky Heart, Miley Cyrus's brother, that pretty much, you know, it's pretty obvious was kind of pushed into this band, and that's the marketing aspect of it. Didn't come from anything. This isn't the band that's been touring their asses off for 5 years and needs somebody to all of a sudden, you know, see the potential in them, bring them out on tour. You know, they're a big band already, and I think that's what a lot of people had a problem with. Was that this wasn't this wasn't the case of granddaddying another band, like of a big, well-known artist coming back and bringing up like some local band or something. This is an already pretty well-known and pretty hated band,
despised
band out there. And I think that was what the main problem was. There, is people were going, "What the hell?" Like, you know, there's no real way to defend that besides, yeah, we want to make sure that we can sell out every single date. I mean, okay, to be honest, like, that's pretty much what it is. So
definitely. It's like, well, it comes down to the litmus test, if you will. The litmus test is, how long do they tour in a van? And it's like, well, if they did that for about 2 years, and then all of a sudden they get a bus, just a band in general, it's like, are you kidding me? The movie life, how many years? Glassjaw, you know, how many fucking years have they? It's sad that it's gone down to how long a band has toured in a fucking. Or you look at Straight Light Run, fucking John Nolan, genius, love Will, love all those dudes. They had a fire, they lost so much of their stuff.
Well, it's a situation, in my opinion, where I don't want to say, like, it's a litmus test where I'm not going to listen to a band if they haven't come from that, you know, if they haven't.
Right, of course, right.
However,
I think the reaction from everybody else would be.
There seems to be a correlation with quality, in a sense, of a band and what they have brought to the music scene and the length of time that they've gone to earn their stripes. There just seems to be a correlation. You know, you don't hear many bands that have been touring for 10 years that suck. You know, it just doesn't happen that often because they've gone through so much that it weeds out a lot of the, a lot of the kids that they just care about fucking 15-year-olds at the show. That's what it boils down to, is that those people get sick of it and they go work at Walmart. Everybody else, the people that are in it for the music stick around. And I think that that's something that the internet's changed, and I think that that's,
The new media in general. And also, I mean, AbsoluteBunk.net has been around before Facebook. Twitter, I still don't understand fucking Twitter. I do not understand the purpose of fucking Twitter.
I know
Absolute AP is, right?
Yeah, I bring my blog and stuff and put it out there. Yeah. The thing behind Twitter is it's basically just microblogging, and it's just a matter of people wanting information now and how quickly we can get it.
Listen, let's come back with Jason Tate. We'll do one more segment. Jason Tate, AbsoluteBunk.net. Go there, check out the contest, check out the future band of the week, check out everything. Let's see what song we want to play. What do you want to throw out there?
Are you playing any Valencia later on in the night?
Of course, because Valencia's going to be on. Also, Gabe from Cobra Starship. Say Gabe from Midtown and then Gabe from Cobra Starship.
Play some. You have any set your goals over there?
Obviously. I actually got a concussion the day after Christmas, December 26th, in Scranton, of all places. Thank you for The Office. Yeah. And that's all you guys got is the TV show The Office in Scranton. 4 years strong and set your goals. I still have a fucking welt, and like if I touch that part of my head, it fucking still hurts.
That sucks.
Bring in the rock. Set your goals 4 years strong. All right, let's play Set Your Goals. What song you want to play?
I'll play Work in Progress. That's a good one.
Ballin'. If you don't know, now you know. By the way, support The Acceptance because they rule. And also, you had mentioned earlier that the nostalgic post that you do, this conversation's over, is fucking unbelievable. And it's very cool that he replied back, by the way.